This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If I were you, I'd ask Jake and Amir what I should do to get their point of view on what I'm going through. Whether you need to seize the cheese or just wanna feel hashtag dope. If I were you, the show starts now.
Hey now.
That was a little hipster happy tune.
Yeah, it was like a Scrubs song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like how Scrubs ends.
I can't
ends.
Do this all on my own.
Yeah. He really is no Superman. We have two guests in the studio.
Yes, Whoa. Sir.
Holy shit.
Nathan and Caldwell. Caldwell and Nathan.
That's right.
Hello.
Hey.
The Draw Boys.
That's right. The legendary Draw Boys.
Do you call you the Draw Boys?
They can.
Yeah, I've seen people call us that.
Draw. What is that even a pun of? You're just
it's
saying
nothing.
That. Oh, it's like Draw Boys.
It's just like a thing that
so
they
do. So we're like the Talk Boys.
Yeah.
The Laugh Boys.
Yeah.
The I like
Smile
those.
Boys. Boys. You know, like there's lots of different something boys.
I want to be the Soup Boy.
Me and you are the Candy Boys.
Candy Boys.
Because yes. We like that song. Cut.
Candy boys. Yeah.
Candy boys.
We should be the song boys then.
No. I think the girls who came up with that song are the song boys.
Okay.
Do you think you could?
I'm the game boy.
What should I be? What's my defining thing?
I think soup boy.
I like soup.
That.
Yeah.
You got can't, because like, you're Campbell's Soup Boy and you're Nintendo's Game Boy.
Hey, I am no sponsor.
Yeah.
And no, I don't like really it. Like
I'm the Game
Campbell's.
Boy brought to you by MeUndies.
MeUndies Game Boy.
Do you guys like soup?
Love soup.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't get enough of the stuff.
What's your least favorite soup?
Oh, damn. I will say, I have a story about soup that relates to this.
I'm not interested in that.
All right. Menudo.
He asked a very simple question, Cole.
Chili.
You're right. This is a quick 10 minutes and out.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't got time for a soup story.
I'm glad you asked about soup. I've got something to say.
Menudo is my least favorite type of soup.
That's a band.
It's also a soup.
What?
It was
Menudo?
A soup first, dude.
Menudo?
Are you one of these fake soup boys?
No, I swear.
Name three types of soup.
Easy. Corn chowder.
All right.
Corn chowder, Backstreet Boys.
Horse.
Dill.
Horse.
Dill spacho.
Just as I thought. And, another fake soup boy.
And corn
I better not
chicken.
See you on the soup for. If I see you on the fucking Campbell's Forum, that fucking fake soup boy nonsense.
You know I'm all up in that subreddit.
Soup Reddit.
Yeah,
super.
Bravo.
Thank
man.
You.
Wait, what's soup Reddit a pun of?
Subreddit.
It's not. It's like Draw Boys. It's not a pun.
That's pretty good.
That one I did miss for sure. Do we care about what your least favorite soup is, or should we move on? I feel like there's going to be someone out there being like, they never answered. You did answer. You said Menudo. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan of tomatoes in general, so a tomato soup would be a non-starter.
What about a bisque?
It tastes like hot ketchup to me.
Yeah.
What about a bisque, though?
I mean, if it's well hidden, if the tomato element is like... Mm.
What if it's subtle on the nose?
Yeah, if it's subtle on the nose...
Yeah.
I love... Hard-hitting journalism.
Sorry.
Hard-hitting
Jake
soup dry.
Sir, for the tomato lobby.
Mr. President, about a bisque?
They grilled me.
Tomato soup is the only fruit soup. Hi, this is If I Were You. The only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake, and I'm also the host. And thank you.
And we have two guests in the studio. One of them, H. Caldwell Tanner.
Correct.
Nathan Yaffe or Jaffe?
Yaffe.
But
it's,
got it.
Yeah, like how it's spelled.
Yeah, with a Y.
Let's go with Jaffe, then.
Laffy Yaffe.
Mm-hmm. Laffy Yaffe.
Call you Laffy Yaffe?
I've gotten no Yaffe, no Laffy.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay.
Yaffe Taffy.
Caldwell.
Yaffe Taffy boy.
Caldwell and Nathan are illustrators, extraordinaires, very talented artists. You guys both work for College Humor, true or false?
True.
You guys both have a podcast on the HeadGum Network,
true
or false?
True.
Yeah.
Jake and I were on episode 3 of that podcast.
It's true. It's a nascent podcast, but you guys have helped us grow, helped us kind of reach our full potential. So we thank you for that.
Well, it's very unique. It's an awesome show. We love having you guys because no other podcast, I think, ever creates an original piece of artwork at the end of every episode.
I don't think so.
It's hard to come up with an original idea for a podcast.
Yeah.
It really is.
Let alone original art in every episode to create.
It's true. We thought, you know, like, we want to make a podcast, but that seems easy. That seems like not enough work.
So you have guests on that, and you talk about what you should draw. And
exactly.
And at the end, you end up drawing it.
Yeah, it's a goal oriented podcast.
Yeah, we have an objective,
mm-hmm. which I think helps us because otherwise it would just be just nonsense. It would just be 40 minutes of soup talk.
It's pretty close to nonsense as
and
is.
Now it's only 30 minutes of soup.
Right? We cut
and then
it off.
You draw soup at the end.
We have yet to draw soup.
Oh my god!
Let's get that
let's
in.
I don't want to give our episode of what should we draw away, but I think I ended up with what should be a prize-winning New Yorker cartoon.
Oh yeah, it's gonna win all of the Toonies.
I love the Toonies.
Bill Watterson is furious. You've robbed him yet again.
God, that hack. Nobody dislikes Calvin and Hobbes. The end
Except
result
for
of
Susie,
thank
Calvin's
you, Susie
lovable
Durkins.
Neighbor.
Oh yeah,
she must get so annoyed with Calvin and his snowballs. And
now, actually, Jake, there's a lot of subtext there. She's actually got kind of a crush on Calvin. You might need to do a closer
read. Calvin's father really dislikes him. Then,
yeah, that's true. Calvin's dad fucking hates him.
That's another subtext.
What about Biff the bully?
They're in love.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay,
yeah. Everyone is.
Biff the Bully is actually a figment of Calvin's imagination.
Oh, everyone in Calvin and Hobbes is a figment of Calvin's imagination.
Dude. Yeah, dude. I've got this crazy fucking theory.
It's right, actually that the Calvin you see pissing on like the Boston Red Sox, that's the real Calvin. And he's in an insane asylum.
Just pissing.
Thinking about his childhood.
Uh-huh. Thinking about the ideal life he could have had if he didn't get arrested for peeing on shit.
Does it ever say where Calvin lives?
No, I don't think so. I think it's
some vague East Coast town. Mm-hmm. I wonder where Watterson's from.
I think it's
from Hawaii. Wouldn't that be the most surprising thing?
My guess is that it's like the Berkshires.
Really?
So northeastern somewhere, definitely.
Western Massachusetts is my theory.
One of those places where you can just kind of become a hermit, like with no real problem. Mm-hmm. Like you have kind of like an old, you know, painted white house with kind of like chipping away paint.
Yeah.
And no one really knows what your deal is. You know, kind of like just kind of a standard kind of like kooky hermit type sitch.
Kooky hermit. Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
I don't know. I was more of a Baby Blues kind of guy. I never really got into that Calvin shit. The Spaceman Spliff shit.
Spaceman
no,
Spliff?
No, thank you.
That's a dope rap.
Spaceman oh, that is pretty Spliff. Good.
What's the actual name of it?
Spaceman Spiff.
Oh, yeah. Spaceman Spliff.
Oh, wait. Is the bully's name Biff?
No, you're thinking of
Back to the Future.
What's the bully's name in Calvin and Hobbes?
It might be. I don't think it's Biff. It's something close to Biff. Maybe like Griff, maybe, or something like
it's
that.
Spliff.
It's Spliff. It's Spaceman Griff.
Yeah, because the bully, the 6-year-old bully, is always trying to pressure Calvin into smoking weed. That's where Hobbes comes from, yo.
What up?
It's just because Calvin's high all the time. Check out my YouTube videos.
It's called Calvin's High All the Time.
Fan theories.
So in your podcast, you guys create art. In Jake and I's podcast, we don't create anything, but we advise people out of their difficult
creative
places,
solutions.
Which is almost more important than like a painting. Because we're actually helping a real person.
I should mention that we record all of our podcasts from a soup kitchen.
Oh, shit. I would love that.
We really disrupt the workflow.
My favorite kind of kitchen. Every kitchen is a soup kitchen.
Oh, boy. Dill. Soup.
Just hot water and a slice of dill. That's right, a slice. So these are real emails from real people. We're going to give them fake names just to preserve their anonymity.
Sure, sure.
Caldwell, why don't we start with you? This is a guy, a 17 going on 18-year-old guy's name.
Okay. We usually have a theme on these.
Yeah, but they could be anything you want.
You get to dictate the theme right now.
Well, how about fake names from our YouTube show, Drawfee?
YouTube.com/Drawfee, yes.
We come up with all sorts of kooky characters that have fun names.
Okay.
All right, so you want to do, let's say this one is Porfo.
Porfo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a good name.
Is that a recurring character?
That is, yes. Yeah.
All right.
Porfo writes.
Fan favorite.
I'm 17 going on 18, and in my final year of high school, every morning I wake up, make breakfast, turn on the TV, and there's this kids show, Game Shakers, which I watched ironically to insult it, but recently I found myself liking it. My family come in and out of the living room and say some shit about how it's a kids show, and I just nervously agree with them. I want to continue watching the show without seeming like I enjoy it. I could watch Family Guy or The Simpsons in the morning, but I'm weirdly into this show. How do I proceed watching it every morning without seeming like I enjoy it? Also, I can't say I'm waiting for the next show because I turn off the TV after the episode is done and I continue to get ready. Thanks, guys.
Hot
preferable
damn.
Fake name would be Isaac.
Sorry, Porfo.
Unfortunately, that's not part of the game.
Tough luck, Porfo.
Do you guys know what this show is, Game Shakers?
I do.
They both nodded when
you do
you
know
said it.
Well, I on my way to work, I drive past a giant billboard for it every day.
What's
it called?
Game Shakers.
Game Shakers.
So I have two nieces, and I'm sort of tangentially aware of the world of Nickelodeon shows. Kids consume TV shows like none other. Like, they'll stare at a TV for like 6 hours straight watching, and it's like always a new show every like 3 months. Like, oh, that show's over. Wizards of Waverly. Well, but I don't watch it anymore. Now it's Game Shakers. And I've actually seen them watch Game Shakers. And it's a show about... It's pretty ingenious. It's a show about a company that makes iPhone games, and then you can actually download the game. So,
that's
like, the
real
kids
smart.
Are consuming it while they're watching the show. And it stars a bunch of kids and Kel from Kenan and Kel is their boss.
Kel's back.
Yeah.
Yo, that's dope. Welcome back, Kel.
Welcome back, Kel.
We all thought Kenan was the man.
Here's the thing. Porfo is on, like, the cutting edge with this shit. Like, number one, he's up on Kel's resurgence. Mm-hmm. Number two, this is a fully integrated show. You're on the ground floor of the tech renaissance right here. You got nothing to be ashamed about, I think.
17 going on 18, you're at prime age to be the next Zuckerberg.
That's true.
You know, he's doing market research.
Yeah, you're like a sponge.
This show, you're saying, is actually good to listen to.
I'm with you guys in that, like, he's old enough now to own his decisions. Like, he doesn't he doesn't have to worry about people making fun. He's almost 18. He's like, I'm an adult motherfucker. I choose to watch this. Yes. Yeah. I like this.
I will say.
You just got to own it. You just got to fess up.
Definitely own it.
Fuck, I like it.
I will say, I have, like, I had a shockingly similar experience growing up.
What was your guilty pleasure show?
Oh, man, you guys. Is this, like... I'm just going to, like, just take this deep down into, like, the nerd cave, and we're never coming back. You realize that.
That's why we had you on the show.
Cool.
Did we not start off in the nerd cave?
I thought that was the name of the studio.
No, we started off in the...
Off so cool when we were the soup boys.
Yeah. We were in the soup garage, and now we're in the nerd cave. I used to really love, when I was in, like, eighth grade, so I guess, you know, what, 14 maybe?
Yeah.
I used to love the show Digimon. Which is like,
oh no,
nerd. Amir gave Caldwell a dead arm and his hand broke.
Oh my god, it was all a trap.
So what age was Digimon for? Younger kids?
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was
younger than
it tied in. It was like basically a like the Tamagotchi tie-in show, but for, like, you know, they were battling Tamagotchis, was essentially what it was.
So the show for 7-year-olds and you're watching it as a 14-year-old.
Absolutely.
And again, it's
yes. Mm-hmm. Seven is correct.
Like 7 and 14, it feels like a huge difference, but like you're 28, wouldn't you date a 21-year-old or something?
Yeah. Without question.
So people have...
It's all relative, but you don't think of it as 7 years older. Think of it as twice their age. So yeah. It's your age dating a 60-year-old.
That's so hot. Yeah. So hot.
Don't silver talk about fox.
Don't talk about his wife like that.
Or a 15-year-old, even hotter.
Oh, more illegal.
I remember, like, there's nothing more embarrassing than kids watching shows that were meant for somebody like 4 years, even like 3 years. Like, I went to my cousin's birthday party. I think she was turning 11, and they played a Barney song. And, like, all the kids had to act like they were melting, like, from hearing the song. Like, right. Oh, don't play Barney! Like, I'm like, aren't you, you're 9. Barney's for, like, 6 years old, 6 year old. But, like, the fact that you're just, like, 3 years older is, like, such an embarrassing thing.
Yeah, but each year when you're that young is incremental.
Yeah. It represents half your life.
It's a milestone, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you're, the difference between 7 and 8 is, like, the difference between, I don't know, 30 and 35. Mm-hmm. Mathematically speaking.
Of course. All those 35-year-olds, like, ugh, that's so 30.
Yeah. Dude, when I hear, like, Third Eye Blind now, I just melt. Like, oh, come on.
So embarrassing.
Just kidding.
New stuff.
I jump around.
What was your TV watching while you get ready in the morning show?
Ooh.
In high school?
I never really had, like, a specific show, because I feel like I didn't have a TV in my room or anything. And, like, I feel like it would just be... like whatever my parents wanted. So I feel like we were rocking out to the Today Show.
Oh, like 6 a.m.
Yeah. Seeing what Al Roker's up to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This image of being able to leisurely get ready with the TV on is so foreign to me. It was a mad dash to, like,
that's true,
wake up and just make sure I had, like, clothing on my body.
You were like, hey, bus is coming in 3 minutes. Yeah. Wake up, kid.
Yeah. I switched to that too. I remember, like, in middle school when I was, like, a little more obedient, I was watching Saved by the Bell.
Sure. Yeah.
And then in high school, by the time I was a senior, I was waking up with, like, 4 minutes to get to school by the time it started.
I wake up on the bus somehow. Well, trick is falling asleep on the bus.
Here's the thing. I mean, I guess if Porfo was waking up this early. I don't want to speak to their means, but, like, I don't know if they have, like, a laptop or, like, at the very least, like, a computer lab they could hide out in.
Yeah,
like,
nowadays you don't even need to watch TV. You can just watch it on your phone.
I imagine they've got a phone.
Yeah, but you really have to watch in, like, a big, big television to really appreciate it.
Game Shakers is like Gravity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't just watch it on your phone.
What you got to do is wake up early, go to an IMAX theater.
Game Shakers is like, what's that? Terrence Malick movie where it's like you can't watch it on your screen, you have to watch it in movies. It was like with Brad Pitt.
Oh yeah. I know what it was.
Tree of Life?
Book of Tree of Life.
Tree of Life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Game Shakers is kind of like Tree of Life.
I would say so. I mean, it's no Bella and the Bulldogs, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I think you gotta you like Jake was saying, you're old enough to own this decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you gotta lean into it. I think you gotta start buying the merchandise.
Yeah.
Like, start using the catchphrases.
I don't agree with this.
See, I don't know where, like, the line for these shows is so blurry. Like, watching Degrassi is almost cool, but it's also made for kids. I mean, like, why is that cool?
When
but
you're
Game
18,
Shaker's
I think
bad.
Liking anything is really, really scary. Yeah. Like, to admit that.
What does,
like,
everyone else think?
Like, oh, I like this shirt. Unless you
really?
Don't. I like this band. Oh, does everybody else hate it? Me too.
So cool. You brought on 80%.
Such an insane limb when you have an opinion about anything.
You got to full on Aaron Burr this shit and just bury those opinions.
Well, yeah. What is your family like? You know, what are they watching that's so much better than Game Shakers?
They're watching the Today Show on loop. They're getting they're getting that Roker dose, man.
They're Roker dosing on Roker dose.
They're roped out.
I remember.
They're stoked on the roke.
My right. embarrassing
yeah.
show.
There's nothing wrong with the Today Show. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
I remember as like a 14 or 15-year-old, I used to watch the Rosie O'Donnell show after work. And that was kind of my equivalent.
After work?
Sorry.
You put it up.
The factory.
What were you doing? You were 14. Yeah,
I was a blacksmith for 2.5 years. Just making horseshoes.
Learning the family trade.
And then hanging up my hat and going home and seeing Rosie O'Donnell, this overweight lesbian, just throwing koosh balls into the audience. I don't know why it resonated so much with me. I mean, Rosie O'Donnell's a loser. And I'll probably sue her.
I'd like to take some change out of her fat ass pockets.
Just see you there. Just
you
like...
guys remember that Donald Trump really put Rosie O'Donnell on blast?
I do not remember that, but I fully believe it.
Everybody just search Donald Trump Rosie O'Donnell. It's really funny.
This is what's going to sink his campaign. You just got to resurface that. Mm. Now, I'm just picturing you watching this show, just like polishing like several swords.
Yeah, wondering why. What happened to my life? So I guess, don't worry, dude. Everyone has their guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, try
maybe own it.
Yeah.
Own it, but also hide it.
Yeah.
I would say like, yeah, you don't, like own it / shrug it off. Like whatever, yeah, like yeah, the show. Yeah. Leave me alone.
This little light of mine, I'm going to put it in a cavern.
And let it shine and there, it, mm-hmm. unless people really try to find the light. In yeah. which case, I might turn it so dim yeah, that
get
people
a dimmer
will
switch on that
for the moon.
Mm-hmm. Let it shine inside, indoors, away mm-hmm. from everyone else.
Are you guys ready for another question?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. This one is a lady.
Ooh.
Nathan, do you have a lady's name?
Legsy.
No, let's get another one.
Okay.
No, okay. No, no, no. How about Regina?
No, Lexi's good. No,
Lexi's how about Gunthia?
How about Lexi Gunthia? That's her first name. Her last name is Jones. This is more of an interesting exploration of the male psyche than anything else. I hooked up with a guy who lives far away whilst on a visit. We somehow got to talking and became friends as we texted daily for a few months. Obviously, it's quite odd to chat with someone for hours every day that you have no interest in romantically, but if you genuinely like them as a friend and a human, why not? Upon a second visit, I was excited to find out that he had begun a relationship with someone else just that week. One night during my visit, we had to stay in the same bed. Nothing sexual happened, but we found ourselves cuddling and holding hands in the middle of the night, which we shut down and never spoke about. However, later that week, we ended up sleeping together.
What a turn.
We both felt quite badly after. We still chat sporadically as friends, despite both being in relationships with other people. Do you think he was just an opportunist and seized the cheese because he could, despite being able to do so with his super hot girlfriend? Or were his motivations possibly romantic? If the former, am I kidding myself in thinking that we are actually friends and he just wants to keep his options open? Perhaps the best way to answer this is to see how you guys would feel in this situation. And if you were him, under what circumstances would you have slept with me? Thanks, guys. Love, Legsy. And what was her last name?
Gunthia.
Gunthia hyphen Jones.
So this is a lady asking for a guy's thought, and I thought, hey, we're four guys in a room right now. Maybe we can shed some light.
Just four normal guys.
Yeah.
Four dudes, four brains, four man brains.
We all love game shakers.
Yeah. specifically question, do you think he was just an opportunist and seized the cheese because he could, or were his motivations possibly romantic?
It seemed mutual. I think that like the signals were there, and sure, it might be slightly immoral because of their prior engagements, but yeah. Like it didn't seem like anything too like risque was going down. It seems like there was like a good feedback loop, I guess. This feels like the first scene in like a Nora Ephron movie or something. Like these guys are getting, I'm calling it right now, I'm putting down some big money, these guys are getting together.
It's happily a story about ever them after.
The love story is about them.
Yes, exactly.
So you're saying it is romantic, it's more than just a hookup.
Yeah, because like the fact that they're remaining friends, and like that's, I think that a lot of people, maybe dudes especially, don't get this, that like you are supposed to be friends with the person you're in love with. Like that's not, those aren't two different categories,
right?
Like
Caldwell's married. Wait, everyone.
What
was the first thing that she said before they had a date? Right, mm-hmm.
They hooked up. Yeah, she visited. They hooked up, and then they kept in touch.
They kept in touch.
Mm-hmm. She visited again. The guy was with a girlfriend, but they still hooked up.
No,
okay. So you're not friends with this guy.
Yeah,
they never had a friendship. It was a date. It was a hookup. Then it was a cuddle session. Then they had sex. So where I don't think that you could explain to either of your significant others that it's just a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely somebody that you're dating and hooking up with while you're with.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. It's morally despicable. But
Yeah.
But at the same time,
but, we're all morally despicable
exactly.
at times.
This is the driving conflict.
I'm trying not to judge her. I'm just saying, what you have isn't a standard issue friendship.
Sure. Yeah.
Nor is it a one night stand because you guys are continually talking.
It's, right. It's an affair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
All right.
There isn't. There's a word for it.
Oh, right. They're is having this, an affair.
Do I have a friend?
No.
No. You're having an illicit affair.
You have a what's
it's
it called
fine,
when there's
it's
a lady?
It's just a friend I fuck.
A mistress.
Yeah. You have a mistress.
Well,
you have
she a mister.
Is, and he has a mister.
No. This is different. This is different. This is just another fucker.
No. We slept in the same bed and nothing happened except that we cuddled and then fucked later on.
Yeah,
we quickly shut it down and then had sex. Yeah,
she was so like adamant, like nothing sexual happened. We kind of cuddled, but we shut it out and never talked
See,
about
this
it.
See, this is why.
Three hours later, we fucked.
We
and then
never talked about it until we had sex. Then we felt she really buried the lead.
Yeah, it was. I mean, again, this is why it's like it's narratively rich.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Amir, while you were reading that, all I could think about was, have you ever considered doing books on tape?
No, I haven't actually.
Because I listen to this podcast when I'm not here also. And
why?
When I'm not performing on it, yeah. I sometimes listen to it.
When you're not on it,
you're very good at reading the questions in a narrative tone.
Yeah. Oh, cool! Thank you. I think I'm getting better because, like, at first it's hard. You're just reading it, and then it's like, oh, I should probably be reading it in an interesting way so as to keep people's attention.
I think that's the progression here is that we steal this wholesale. Make it a steamy, complicated romance novel read by Amir. I think most...
A Nicholas Sparks novel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's a cool idea.
Here's the thing. Most books are books first. This is going to be a book on tape, then a book.
Oh,
your voice is going to be the selling point.
So Amir's just going to, like, stream of consciousness, write the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'll just treat this as the opening chapter and then start waxing poetic, spinning a yarn, story that can weave.
Yeah. Legsy's lament.
So is it, we have questions like this a lot. We're like, we're just friends, right? And I feel like the guy doesn't necessarily think that.
No, I think I know that people sometimes have sex with their friends.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little dangerous to be having sex with your friends while you're with somebody else.
Exactly.
Then it turns into really not a friendship. Then, as Nathan mentioned, it's an affair. I think that's really the point we really have to drive home.
I'm just picturing
if
this.
You're having sex with somebody, it's an affair.
It's just, and it's Isn't not it? Fair to the people you're
wow.
with.
Wow. An affair is not an fair.
An affair is not fair, and frankly, it's an affront. That's all I got.
So choose, lady. Choose. You got to have one or the other. You can't have a friend that you bone and also a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's an affront to go behind someone's back.
Wow. He's good.
And you want to confront, but you don't want to attack. Mm-hmm.
Keep going. Jake sort of sets him up and you knock it down.
Yeah. But not in a good time. Like, you wrap up the question like, wait. Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
you
got
to air these grievances.
Now
off.
There's a slam poem to sort of take it home.
I'll give you the break to think about it. Why don't we take a small pause to thank a few more sponsors, and we'll be right back with more Jake and Caldwell.
I guess we're going off air.
It's a 4-day break, and then we'll be back.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again. All the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right,
you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
Hey, we're back.
All right.
Yeah.
Hi.
What do you guys got going on other than your podcast and your business lives? You know, your various businesses. I know Caldwell's a fisherman.
It's true.
Blacksmith, a fisherman.
I'm a monger. I'm a fishmonger.
Oh, sorry.
How dare you? There's a difference.
Apologize.
Name three type of fish.
Corn, bisque,
horse.
Nathan's out here. We've been working on some drawfy stuff together, which has been fun. I was in New York before. We've been kind of bouncing back and forth between the coasts. We've been doing that bi-coastal.
How do you like that?
Very nice.
Great. So yeah. Good.
You don't do anything in between, I feel like you really hit up the highlights of America bouncing back and forth between New York and LA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cut out all that middle America crap.
Yeah.
Flyover states.
I prefer to puddle jump them. I get myself like a, you know, one of those planes with pontoon
prop
legs.
Planes.
Yeah.
And oh, that's cool. So you visit the Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. You visit the Hoover Dam.
Yeah. Any body of water, really.
Of course.
Yeah. Grand Canyon.
Salt Lake City.
It was a pricey investment, but I think it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Most people, like, you know, get a car or lease. I just got the puddle jumper.
That's really cool, dude.
You got to go, man. Jake and I are actually going to D.C., Brooklyn, Boston, and New Haven in just a couple weeks.
Got a tour coming up?
Yeah, we have a tour coming up. Ooh. So if you guys live in those cities and you want to check us out, go to ifiwereyoushow.com for tickets.
Do you want to take my jumper?
You know what? I think we might fly commercial.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. It's available.
I'm going to hop on a Delta flight. But yeah. Thank you. I don't trust you to land the plane in lakes across America.
What if
deliver
I...
me safely to Washington, D.C.?
That's fair. I do not have a pilot's license.
Yeah.
But the plane is called the Jake.
I'm in. Fuck it, dude. If I'm going down, I'm going down in the Jake.
It's a lake jumper called the Jake.
The Jake jumper. Thank you.
The Jake lumper.
Oh, a lake jumper called the Jake Lumper.
The Jake Lumper.
I'll take that.
That's a cool nickname for me.
Yeah.
Or just like a name change. Hey, man, I'm Jake Lumper.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, is Lumper going to come through? Lumper in the house!
Bad name.
Lump you, dude.
Got humped by the lump.
Oh.
Anything else new, happening, exciting that you guys want to plug other than your podcast?
Can we just plug the podcast twice?
Yeah, you could say. I don't know if we've ever even said the name yet.
It's What Should We Draw?
And then how do people find it?
You can find it on HeadGum.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You can search for it in iTunes. Hell and yeah. You can go to whatshouldwedraw.com to see all of the drawings that we've done for the show, as well as some cool fan art that people have been making.
Sweet.
Dope, yeah. Dude.
And yeah. If you guys like me and Jake, you can start with our episode. And then Emily was on an episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Emily was on an episode. We had our buddy Jake Young. We had Hallie Cantor.
Oh, shit. Yeah, all the old College Humor boys and girls.
Thank you.
We've got Jeff Rubin coming out.
Oh, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was his? His was about like video games. I bet. Fucking nerd, obsessed.
Dude. It actually.
I think we ended up.
Yours was about Play-Doh.
Yeah.
We had a whole discussion, and then Amir just comes up with this like has nothing to do with what we've been talking about.
I love
about.
It.
Just a pun.
I'm a big fan of like those sideswipe episodes where like we spend an hour just trying to like deconstruct what we're gonna draw, and then like Amir just like presents this beautiful New Yorker tier comic. Just on a platter.
I once tried to create like a Far Side type comic.
Mm-hmm.
David Cho and College Humor.
Remember that shit. What was that called?
It was called Cat Basso.
Yeah.
The problem was I didn't have enough ideas, and David Cho, who illustrated it, like illustrating is not his strongest suit. So like it was basically mediocre attempts at both.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you guys teamed up together with someone funnier than me, you guys can maybe like start taking the torch of the Far Side now.
That's the plan, is eventually just to become like become like a viral comic machine.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Does print comics like interest you guys at all?
It's kind of like I think at this point it's just like a feather in your cap more
Here's
than
the
anything.
Thing. Print's a dying media.
Thank you.
it's all about podcasts
God.
Right now.
Yeah, Far Side would be the best Snapchat. Larson was born too early.
It really would,
It
though.
Would be.
Actually, it would be the best Instagram.
Yeah, I'd follow Far Side Insta.
You know what? I looked up Far Sides to put on Instagram just because I think a lot of the people that follow me are younger and probably maybe don't remember Far Side.
Right.
And then I read somewhere that Gary Larson like specifically asked Far Side fans not to put his stuff online.
Oh, man.
Huh. Yeah, he's like so old school. He's like, it doesn't deserve to be on the internet. Like, you have to hold it. It has to be in a gallery.
Oh,
I just want to be like, just make an Instagram account, dude. People will like discover it so much more readily.
Maybe this can be our new campaign.
Doesn't he want people to read the comics rather than just preserve their...
Gotta buy the books, dude. Gotta buy that Scholastic.
It's gotta be a gallery. Yeah, I remember like book fairs. Everyone's like, what books do you want? I'm like, comics, only the comics.
Yep.
Well, so let's say there's nothing permanent about like digital stuff, but I can't get songs off my phone. They're baked in there.
Absolutely
9 days story of a girl song plays every single time my phone connects to Bluetooth.
Oh, man. Yeah. I
can't get rid of it.
I rode across the country with Ben Joseph to come out here.
Was that on purpose?
He forced me.
He took me hostage.
He fucking gaslighted me.
Yeah. He hunted and gathered you.
Yeah. He swindled. He I guess the correct term would be he bamboozled me into driving across the country with him. I woke up in the car.
Uh-huh.
But he had the same issue because I guess it's the number 9. Yeah. Like numbers play before alphabetical stuff. So every time we connected.
This is the story of a girl.
Oh, really?
And like it starts so loud.
Yeah.
but you can't hide from it. It's been, that song has embarrassed me many a time.
It really, I will say, driving across the country and listening to that song like at least twice a day, it really like, it goes around the bend and becomes very funny. And then it goes around the bend again and becomes the worst thing you've ever fucking heard.
That's like the guys who made up that song, how they feel about it too.
We have time for one more question. It's actually about animation and anime conventions.
Oh my God.
So I feel like it's perfect.
These are well curated, sir.
Yeah. This was actually a coincidence, though I should have searched something along these lines. Mm-hmm. These questions found me, knowing that you'd be here.
You have like a nerd shit folder?
It's a nerd tag, actually. All right. Are you guys ready? We need a guy's name.
A guy's name.
Chris.
No, I love that.
What? It's spelled Chris, but it's pronounced Chris.
Yeah. you know.
Right. Big fan of the show and super excited for Lonely and Horny. That's right. We have a new web series out Lonely and Horny. You guys can watch the trailer and pre-order it right now at vimeo.com/lonelyandhorny.
Did Chris write all that?
He did.
The title alone describes me, and I had a kind of an urgent question regarding both my current state and an upcoming convention. Mm. In 2 weeks, I'm headed to Anime Boston with my brother and our best friend. There are going to be a lot of hot cosplayers, and I was hoping I could charm one of them into coming back to our rented apartment to do this and that. I am a certified virgin to the female genitalia, and I'm also 20, so I obviously don't have much time left. Is there any advice you can give me on convincing a hot girl that I'm worth having at least a one-night stand with? Is the fact that I've got a rented apartment with two other guys creepy? My brother and my friend are also interested in getting it on with people. And in the off chance they get lucky, that could make for an ugly scene. Would it be best if I told the guys to shoo for a bit? I myself will be cosplaying Scott Tracy from Thunderbirds, who I doubt most other Americans would be familiar with. I also have a beard, which doesn't fit the character. Would I have more luck cosplaying someone more recognizable, or would the chicks dig the obscurity and creativity of my portrayal of Mr. Tracy? Thanks and best wishes. Love, Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah. Nathan, are you an anime convention kind of guy, or is that more of a Caldwell thing?
Caldwell, probably more so. I've been getting into anime. I started getting into anime because Caldwell used to be my boss, and I wanted something to talk about with him. Mm. But I genuinely like... there's so much bad anime out there, but Caldwell luckily has like sifted through all of that for me and would just give me good recs.
Okay, great. So you guys are... I feel like between you three, you guys and Jake, you guys can figure out how to help this guy go to an anime convention and then also woo a lady, hopefully.
Now, first of all, there's nothing sexier than putting a time limit on your virginity.
Yeah. Right. It's 20,
time
so
is
I...
running out.
Time is running out for me.
I'll be dead in 80 years.
At 20... That's when I combust if I haven't had sex.
I have a Cinderella curse on my dick.
You laughed when you said his costume. Who is that?
There's a new show on Netflix that is like a kind of bizarre throwback show, and I don't know if he's referencing that one or if he's referencing like the classic British show. Can we like do like a quick Google maybe?
Yeah.
I think the show he's thinking about is...
What was the name of the character?
Scott Tracy.
Scott Tracy from Thunderbirds.
Okay, so I'm going to go out...
It is.
The 1960s.
He's talking about the show that Team America is based on. It's a show made entirely with like mannequin puppets.
Oh.
And like... action figure sized like toy planes.
So it's not even an anime.
Look, this might be totally wrong what I'm about to say, so you guys can tell me, because I don't know anything about these conventions. But if it's anything like Halloween, you want to have an instantly recognizable, super popular costume.
Actually, what is an anime convention?
What
is it, a party?
It's like Comic-Con, anime themed.
Here's the thing. As I discussed before on the show, I lived my life just like stuck inside a deep pillar of shame about the things that I liked and enjoyed.
So you never went to one of them?
Not until I was, a little older. Not until I was 18, or roughly early 20s.
And is it parties or is it walking around during the day panels?
It's a little bit of both, but like from my understanding, it's like fuck camp for teens.
Oh.
It is like people nerds have sex. Nerds get wild at these things.
That's great.
Especially in Anime Boston, an Otakon, like, oh yeah, shit's popping.
Rent an apartment with your brother and his buddy.
Yeah. Step one.
So what's a good example of a good costume? Like Jake said, what's one that's instantly recognizable? Keep in mind this guy has a beard.
Because you don't want to be so popular that you're just one of the million of like Edward Elric's walking around.
Thank you, yeah. Now, I'm trying to think of a good bearded character.
What if you do like the anti-joke and you go like as the Joker from Dark Knight?
Or
you just do like the Pikachu onesie.
That Jeff Rubin, again, bringing it back. Mm-hmm. Wore that to a Purim party. Actually, it's Purim time, so it's a triple callback.
Ooh. I think that with the beard, you could do like kind of like a unique spin. You could do like a Batman with a beard if you wanted.
Oh.
I think you could you got to lean into the beard a little more and either do like, kind of a slightly ironic costume like that. Did you have some good examples of anime characters with beards? There's strikingly few, I think.
Yeah.
Well, because it's a Japanese thing and they can't grow facial hair.
A little bit, maybe.
You could be, there are so many, like, angsty teen anime characters, you could just be one of them but slightly older. You just be like,
oh, I like that.
I'm
Shinji with a beard.
I'm Shinji, but grown up. Shinji's dad has a beard.
You could be Gendo Ikari from Neon Genesis Evangelion. God, am I still allowed on the podcast?
I feel
who's
dirty
still listening
being around this level of loser.
We're talking about we gotta delve into this dip a toe into this loser pool.
You could be Van Hohenheim.
Well, but clearly, this guy is going to be competing among a lot of virgins,
right?
Who are trying to take home. A cosplay.
So do you think that allows him, this is his best bet?
It sounds like a lot of people go there with the expectation that they're going to have sex.
A lot of people
that aren't like, well, I guess I honestly don't know, but
I think a lot of guys go with the expectation that expectation they're going to have sex. I can't speak for the ladies.
True.
I feel like any time dressing up is just like terrifying because it's just inviting all sorts of creepos.
Right. Well, I will say also that going to Boston, going to a big city in general is like kind of helpful for getting laid because you're going to be around a lot of new people. Even if it's not at the convention, like you should just get on those dating apps.
Yeah. Oh that's a good, yeah.
And like,
so pre-swiping.
Yeah. And then
take some costumed pictures for the app.
Do you think that, is there a nerd-specific dating app? Or like a...
Oh, interesting.
You know, there should be.
An otaku Tinder.
You have to, like the quiz is you can't download Tinder until you say who Otaku is.
Name three Thunderbirds.
Do you remember old video games? I remember like playing Leisure Suit Larry when I was 9. Uh-huh. And I was like, who won the 1971 NBA Finals? To like verify that you're 18 years old. Or own an encyclopedia.
One or the other.
Uh-huh. So it'd be like that, but for an app.
I like that. Yeah, I would ask you a very specific series of questions, or just check to see if you have a Crunchyroll account. Right. One of the two.
Crunchyroll!
I do think Nathan had the right idea, though, which is that this person should just dress up as like a badass version of a character. Like, I don't know what color of beard they're working with, but if you go as like a badass Link from Legend of Zelda, that's a fun angle.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
Lumberjack Link.
Ooh, yeah. Or like even a lumberjack of anything. Like mashups are big these days.
Yeah.
Hipster? Just hipster in front of any?
Hipster is the new sexy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hipster Zelda? Hipster Metroid?
Yeah. Or you could, you know what, shave it down into a nice goatee. Get yourself a Tony Stark look going down.
Oh, mm-hmm. Iron Man.
Yeah.
Or you could just
cool. Iron Man with the white T-shirt and
with the arc reactor.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
like not the actual Iron Man costume. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, that way you just get to wear a wife beater.
Yeah, that's so dope.
You want to be comfy is the thing. There are going to be people like in full mech suits there,
right?
And you want to be more maneuverable. If you see someone from across the con floor, you're going to want to be able to get over there.
I mean, if we're being honest, you really should just dress up as someone from League of Legends, and you'll definitely get your dick.
Yeah, tipped. League of Legends is like a
e-sports.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important to dress up like somebody you already look like.
Yes,
because if I went and I dressed up as like Superman or something, everyone's like that guy doesn't look like Superman. That's not cool.
No,
I'd have to dress up as some. Yeah, I can't think of any
post-crisis Aquaman.
What's that?
Yeah, like Aquaman with the hook hand.
Oh, could I do that? Does Aquaman?
Oh yeah, you for sure have the Aquaman look going.
All right, see, so that's what you'd have to do. You got to like embrace somebody who you look like already, because that's what gets people excited.
Is there like a cosplay app where you can take a picture of your face and it matches you with fictional characters?
That's a really fun idea.
Yeah, let's delete that. Let's just roll that back.
And get that off air. That's ours. That and Nerd Date
is
Tinder.
Wow, that's a good idea.
I want to offer just like a kernel of like real advice amidst this, which is that I think that I was
offering real advice this entire time. You
piece of shit.
I do think that like your intentions are noble, and I know that you're worried.
This sounds like the beginning of a video game.
Yeah.
Your intentions are
good,
pure.
Sir.
You are now equipped with pure intentions.
But I do think like just, you know, there are a ton of people here and they're like-minded. So like, I don't think you need to go in like fully with the expectation of like getting laid. Just like,
don't be yourself.
Be disingenuous. But no, just
be
like
somebody else.
Take it easy. Like, have fun, meet people, and like if it happens naturally, do it. But like, kind of see if you can string something out, like along, you know, like just get something started. Like you've got 3 days, and but like don't let that be your time limit. Like
that's one of the overarching themes of Lonely and Horny, the new mm-hmm. web series as well. So hopefully he'll watch this entire thing and learn a lesson.
Mm-hmm. The more you want it.
Yeah.
Now, Lonely and Horny is an anime, right?
Yeah, it sure is.
You should dress up as Ruby.
Lonely X Horny.
Is that an anime joke? I don't.
Yeah, it fucking is.
Quite. It was perfect. Drop it the mic, killed. Nathan.
There's an audience attached. Full of Caldwells, and they're just losing their shit over that one.
11 nerds across the country.
But yeah, as someone who was probably either 20 or close to 20, when I lost my virginity, it's like there are people who are able to like go into a situation like I'm going to get laid and are successful. It doesn't sound like you're that guy. So
already maybe, overthinking it.
Yeah, like the best luck I ever had is when I'm not looking for it. I'm just like there. True. Like you're there at the convention because you like anime, and you should just be like, you should. People like it when it seems like you're enjoying yourself and having fun and are happy with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like people can sense the nervous, like wanting energy. That
and those girls in those cosplay outfits are very, very used to like
just
nerdy guys hitting on them relentlessly.
Just real quick.
So if you can do something that's not that, if you do the opposite of that, which is leave them alone and be cool with yourself.
It's I would say girls not even in costumes. Girls everywhere in the world are used to nerdy guys hitting on them.
For sure.
So the just coolest thing you could do
just
is
all guys, all the just the male gaze.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cosplay is not consent.
Cosplay is not consent.
That is just like an actual, that's some just real life advice right there. Cosplay is not consent.
And then real quick, I wanted to talk about the whole like when you're going out to a new city, like staying with friends or getting your own room in hopes. That's sort of a conversation to have.
Oh yeah, it's really going to be rare that all three of you guys are going to have sex.
I don't know.
So the move is just everybody, first of all, save the money, get the shared place.
Yeah.
And then if something dope is about to happen, just know that you would vacate the apartment for your brother or his buddy and that they should do the same thing for
hey
you.
Hey guys, just
you have a little check-in with everybody.
Yeah, just have a group text and, you know, have a shorthand for like, I need the apartment.
Mm.
Right. Like, and if like, you know, if everything goes amazing and you all like need this apartment, then you just like figure something out.
Yeah,
like,
can't you just go to a hotel?
Yeah,
you got you get another room.
When you're 20, you can't just like check into a hotel last minute. That's kind of expensive.
But if you're a 20-year-old virgin and this is your one opportunity, that's when you go. That's when you go for broke.
True. That's when you cash in the bar mitzvah money, baby.
I think that you just tell your bros like, I'm gonna need the air mattress tonight. You guys just
put it in the street. I don't care.
I got a girl dressed as Sakura coming up here in 20. I need you guys to vacate.
I'm 20 years old, for Christ's sakes. I'm gonna die alone.
Yeah, I don't know what, like, I don't imagine this is like a three-door, like, apartment situation. I'm picturing a singular air mattress that they're all sharing.
Yeah.
But it's probably not a studio.
A share mattress.
Whoever is having sex gets the most private room.
That's the rule.
That's the rule.
Mm-hmm. All right, good luck. What do we call him?
Chris.
Oh, yeah, good luck, Chris.
Hey, Chris, just chill.
Yeah, keep it cool, Chris.
Keep it cash. Thanks to you guys for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
How'd it feel?
Felt great. It felt like nice to not.
It flies by, right?
Truly.
That was 7 hours.
Wow.
Well, the break was six of it, but still. We watched six basketball games during the break. If you have your own questions or theme songs, not YouTube, but anybody listening at home, the email address. Yeah. The email address is If I Were You.
If I Were You.
That's perfect.
Jake and Amir. Oh, God. They'll help you too.
Well, record it and send it later. But the email address for all that stuff is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Jake and I, once again, are going to Brooklyn, Boston, New York, and Brooklyn, Boston, New Haven, and D.C.
Yeah, just waving, 203, baby.
And our new web series, Lonely and Horny, still available, thanks to everybody who's pre-ordered it so far. We're overwhelmed with all the tweets and Snapchats of screen caps of people who got it, and we're trying to do our best to thank them all individually. But consider this an overarching thank you in case we don't get to you specifically. Nathan Caldwell, one last time, name of your podcast.
What should we draw?
Whoa, they just kissed.
Yeah, dude.
at the opening.
How do you end your podcast?
We usually high five or French.
Okay.
Mostly French.
Just like a quick peck.
Opening theme song, once again, was written by Ryan Smith. And this last one was written by Ian Taylor. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Ian. Thanks to you guys for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks to everybody at home for listening. We'll be back, I think, on Monday, but maybe on Thursday. Later. Who knows anymore? Bye-bye. If I were you, by Jake and Amir, they may tell you you're not worth it. Doing their best, going in there on their quest to give advice on a podcast, maybe even try and make you laugh. Don't Starbucks suicide because of mishaps. I guess this is pretty hashtag dope. Uh-oh, what's this? It's hashtag nope. You do you and I do me. Why can't we just seize the cheese? Seize that cheese.
Oh, hello.
Oh, you're still here.
This is sort of like a hidden track.
Oh, should I put it after like 2 seconds of silence or like maybe 45 minutes of silence?
Well, then people will really never ever listen to it.
Or they'll be like confused, like, oh, I downloaded this episode and now why is it an hour and a half long? Yeah. It seems like they're wrapping up at minute 42.
I wonder how many people will listen to this.
Yeah, like, in relation to how many people start it.
Right.
I would bet it's roughly 50%.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Cool. Well, that's pretty great.
Well, if you're still here, it means, let's say you're driving and you felt bad, like, changing the track mid-drive, which is nice. Which that's good for you.
You're a responsible driver.
You're safe.
That being said, go to lonelyandhorny.com. But it also could mean that they're a big fan.
Oh, and they were just going to listen to it through.
Yeah. And if that's the case, if you consider yourself a big fan and you haven't pre-ordered Lonely and Horny, then I consider you a foe.
What?
A frenemy of mine.
Oh, I thought you meant a Vietnamese noodle soup.
Oh, I consider you a pho.
Yeah, a bowl. A bowl of
You're
pork broth.
A bowl man or woman.
Another way people are still listening is if they're washing something and their hands are wet.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, and if your hands are wet and you want to dry them up, and pre-order our new web series, Lonely and Horny.
Yeah, that's good. Go to Vimeo.com. Oh, no, you can go to lonelyandhorny.com.
Yeah.
So just if you're not afraid to type into your browser, lonelyandhorny.com.
Yeah.
You get 15% off with coupon code HORNY. And you can start watching these episodes beginning, is it next week? The week after?
Yeah, April 8th, a week from Friday.
It's coming out. It's happening very soon, folks.
So you can pre-order it now, and that coupon code will disappear on April 8th. So if you've been delaying, don't delay. Just get her done today. And we cannot thank the people that have pre-ordered enough.
Yeah, for real. We really appreciate it.
And we're getting such positive feedback in the Twitter sphere and Facebooker sphere and Snapchat, and we just keep getting emails about people supporting Lonely and Horny, and it warms our heart. We can't wait for you guys to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So toda, thank you, namaste.
Yeah, bye-bye.
And why don't we actually, let's actually, this is the actual end of the episode.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
All right, now 3 minutes of silence and we're back. Hey, so all now right. The real man, we got to keep going until only four people are listening.
But they're all Venmoing us $1,000.
No, all right, we'll be back next week. Thanks guys, bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.